Now we will do the cause and effect. Now here you can see in the page number that how the things can powerful because of the intention. I think it's on the page number 413. 413 in the English version, yeah. Now that what you can see is that the things that are special when the every of the action. Now what we have to see is every of the actions, it will become the every karma will become a heavy or the light because of our intention. So as you can see in the liberation in the palm, so here it are mentioned that especially the powerful because of the intention. So you will see that even when you do the small like a Tara offering or a butter lamb offering or whatever the vochu, small vochu, whatever you do, once you do it with the bodhicitta or a very good intention, the offering of the butter lamps, or the single butter lamps, so you will get the merits of the just like offering the thousands butter lamb. Bodhicitta is nothing other than this. When you have the intention to the helping the others, with that intention, when you are helping the others or the benefiting the others, with that intention, when you small, I mean the small dharma works or the small, I mean the positive karma, that what you gain a very huge merit for that. So that's why the every action, every of the your action, even if you look at the negative, like a negative karma, like a killing the animal, when you kill the one animal with not that much of the strong of the anger, once you kill the one animal with the very strong anger, even these two karma, even you, if you look at all these two karmas with the intention with the strong anger or the intention without the strong anger, when you kill one animal, in these two karma, you will see that among these two karma, the karma with killing the animal or with the strong anger, that is a much heavier and much severe. And that's why the Buddha have said the one thing. When the wise men can even they do the huge number of the negative sin, they will bear the very result of very little. So this is the whenever you do the sum of the positive action or the negative action, it's not because of the quantity. Only you will know heavy or the light. It also depends on the motivation or intention. So once you have the negative action, when you do the something with the very strong negative, once you do the some of the negative action with the very strong, with the negative, very wrong of the intention, so with the very strong anger or something like that, then it will become very severe. So this is what they talks about in this speech. So now now you can see in the labyrinth palm that the other thing is that. So here is in the liberation palm, it's clearly mentioned that if you become very skilled at doing the practice, you must know how to build up the huge amount of the virtue without much trouble and how to reduce your non-virtue if you have become very skilled at doing the practice. So that's why you very much of the practices is you should mean a very skillful every practice. You need a very skillful whatever you're doing the practice. So once you do the practice with a not very skillfully, the whatever the practice you what you are getting the result, it will take a very long. So that's why it's saying that you should practice with a very skillfully. Yeah. So everything there is a skills. No skills. That is a very important practice. But also very skill is also very important. Yeah. Okay, I will give you the one example. Generally, whatever work you have to do, especially the whatever work, like cooking the food, you will know that theoretically you will know this one thing. Practically, when you have to do the cooking work, you also need the skills. You also learn the skill when you have to make a good food. So that's why the every practice, whatever the practice, you need a very skillful. To become the everything, whatever you works you have to do, you need the skillfuls. But whatever, so that's why not every practice, sometimes whatever we do the practice, sometimes we will make the mistakes. Without making the mistake, we cannot improve sometimes we will make the mistake. That's a very common, that's a very normal. Now you will see, if a monk, for example, perform the preparatory rites once in the conjunction in the bodhicitta thought, it's powerful for the, I think you will see that in the liberation in the palm. So this is the important thing, is that now the one thing that you have to know that the if you make the mistake, if you committed the negative karma, first two things you have to know. What you have to do. Then second thing is when you are knowing what you have to do, then you have to do it immediately. Suppose when you have committed the negative actions or when you have committed the negative karma, So then you have to know that you have done some of the wrong things. Suddenly then you have to, after knowing it, then you have to start the practice with the Vajrasattva practice or whatever, that you have to apply it after immediately. So Master Atisha have said the one thing. He said that he had done a lot of the negative, he had committed, he commits a lot of the mistakes. He commits a lot of the negative actions, negative wrong, negative karmas, but he will not let the negative karma to remain. So that is the point that we have to know that even in the, when we do the practices, we make a lot of the mistakes. Even we will make a lot, we'll commit a lot of the negative actions. But once we know that, once we realize that we have done some wrong thing and we have committed the negative, certainly what we have to do is we have to try to purify it. We have to try to confess it. That's the most important point. So we are not the Buddha. Definitely we will make so many mistakes. That's the very sure things. So once you are not making any mistake, then you have to always reach the state of the Buddha. Now again in here, that again the one more things that you have to understand, that generally killing the animal, look at, if you look at killing the animal, that is the one karma. Yeah, killing the animal is a karma. So that we call the negative karma. As you can see, there are the 10 non-virtues. All these also are the negative non-virtues. So whenever you see that you have done the sum of the, these all the negative action, whenever you realize that you have committed the sum of negative karma, what you have to do, certainly you have to realize it, try to confess it. Whenever you are confessing, just as I told before, visualizing the Vajrasattva or visualize the merit field, you have to confess it. So when you are confessing it, when you are purifying it, you are destroying the negative karma. So that's why Adisha said that he will never let the negative karma to remain. He makes so much of the mistakes, but he will not let the mistakes that remains or negative actions that remain. So that's why, as I told you before, so whenever you do the action, mindfulness is very important. What you are saying, what you are doing, what you are thinking, these are always you have to check. Then you will see that the how many negative karma or negative action or how many you are committing. Okay, so this is the thing that we have to very be careful on the one this point. Very be careful on this point. Now you will see that the ones who do the one of the negative action, so now the negative karma, every karma, now they will differentiate into the two karma. You will see the throwing karma and completing karma. I think this term is a very strange. This term might be a very strange. In the English also it's quite strange. This term is quite strange for me, the English term, the throwing karma and completing karma, yeah. So you will see that the throwing karma, when the throwing karma is a virtue, so that we will born in the upper realm. When the throwing karma is a non-virtue, then we will born in the lower realm. The throwing karma is a mainly which karma, which which throw us into different realm, that called the throwing karma. When you look at the people, when they are going to born in the heaven, or when born in the human, they need a very strong throwing karma. That which karma would let the peoples born in the heaven or the hell or wherever, that karma we call the throwing karma. Throwing karma generally when you have a very strong positive karma, very strong the negative karma, these all positive and negative strong karmas can become a throwing karma. We call that throwing karma. Yeah, so I think you all can see in the elaboration in the palms. So throwing karma, okay. Now the throwing karma is the person who are going to born in the human, but when he are having also the completing karma. Completing karma is something strange karma that person is going to born in the human realm, but the one the completing karma is not that strong, that even they born in the human, they will not live long. They will have a very short life. Even they are born as a human, but the sad thing is that someone's with the, born with some of the dysfunction, no? Deformed like that, yeah. So that's why something like that's why the that's we call the completing karma. Even born in the human, when you are having the completing karma is a very positive completing karma, even you born in the human, you will have a very long life. You will have less disease, all this is a completing karma. Born in the human, but still when your completing karma is not that much of the strong, even you born in the human, what will happen is you will have a lot of the disease or you will have the lifespan will be not that long, all this because when you are not having the strong completing karma. So generally the human life is a very strange, but generally human life is a very strange that sometimes when you look at the human's life, sometimes that the, even the sometimes when you look at the human life, especially with the lifespans, and especially when the human, whatever they are, the jobs and whatever the wishes they do, So sometimes some humans, the lifespan will be very long. Even sometimes that they will not care the very health issue very properly. But this is the one we call the completing karma. Might have a very strong completing karma, so their lifespan will be very long. So very strange. So I think I told you last time when I was in Mongolia, I met a few old lady. So they are above the 90 years. Still, they are very healthy. They work through every field works and doing the health field works. But when they ask them, when I ask about that, their diet, they are non-veg, very heavily consuming non-veg, alcohol, smoke. They do everything. But still, the lifespan and health issues are very good. Then oppositely, before that, I was met a few, the sick person at the Taiwan. Some are sick person, their lifestyle, they told me they did very properly vegetarian. Visit the gyms every 2 hours, every day. They care the very organic food, everything, but still they got a very severe disease. But sometimes in the human's life, we can see that doing the everything rightly, still that we will face some of the very unexpectables, unexpressibles disease. This is something we have to find the one reason why it's happening. So that is the one we call the completing karma. That's called the completing karma. Even if we are born in the human with a very good karma, when the completing karma is not supporting us, so again it makes someone other difficulties. Yeah, so this is something, the completing karma. So in my life, I saw so many different people, so sometimes I really thought, then I feel the karma is a very strange force. This is the one story, very true story. This is the one doctor, I know her. Now she narrated the one of the whole problem. With the problem, but that her problem generally, when it comes for the medical terms, it was totally different. But she went through every of the medical treatment and everything, but she told them nothing they can find. But still she is having that problem. She herself is a doctor. So very sometimes it's a very strange things that the index in the karma's ways. So then I suggest we'll do some of the practices or some of the prayers. Yeah, it helped her. So generally, mainly that sometimes the karma will act in a very different way. So I feel the karma is a very strange thing. Generally, there is a saying, when the bird is alive, bird will eat the ant. But when the bird dies, ant will eat the bird. So something like that. So the karma is a circle of the karma. Circle of the karma is a bond with this circle of the karma. When we follow like this circle of karma, that we call that the samsara. So that's why now the important thing is, as you can see, the liberation in the palm. Completing karma is not as the fixed one have a virtuous throwing karma. The completing karma can be either virtuous or non-virtuous. Or the karma and the completing karma, either virtuous or non-virtuous, or throwing karma can be non-virtuous. Completing karma, either virtuous, you can see there are 4 different possibilities, no? You can see in the details, yeah. So that's why. So throwing karma and the negative karma, so you will see that So one example, so you can see that. So that's why you go see that. So that's why you can see that the every karma. So how it works. So that's why the most important thing is that what we can do is that now complete karma. So when the completed karma is not very strong, what we have accumulated from the past life, but we can change that complete karma. Changing the throwing karma is a little bit more difficult, but changing the completed karma is more easier. Yeah, so change the completing karma. So that's why what we can do is now how to change the completing karma. Now comes the one question. This is not the liberation of karma, okay? Generally, if you look at the past life, the completing karma, when the person is going to die, at that time, when you have a very strong positive karma, when a very strong positive thoughts comes, that becomes the completing karma. At the person at the time of the dying, when they generate a very strong negative thoughts, that will become the one of the completing karma. One is positive completing karma, and one is negative completing karma. Yeah. Now the thing is, most important thing is whether we can change the completing karma or not. That's a very important question. But the throwing karma is something like that is quite difficult to change. But still, if the possibility is there, but the completing karma is more easier to change or to purify. Because what I mean by the changing is to change the results. When the completing karma with the bad completing karma, when you even born as a human, when you're having the not very long lifespan, but still you can do so many things to increase your lifespans. So that's why these also something. These are the points that what we are saying is a point is that even when you do so much of the positive karmas in this life, positive karma, strong positive karma, that can the effect or the, that can bring the result to change, that can bring the effects on the completed karma. Negative completed karma, okay? Yeah. Most important point is that here that what we have to know is that every the karma, whatever we are creating, the positive or negative, every the karma, so it will not disappear itself. We can eliminate it, but it will not disappear by itself. What we have to know is that the every of the karma, so we have to find out the why it will not disappear itself. So every karma, once you look at the whatever the karma, like a negative karma, when you have the committed the one of the negative karma, so that negative karma suppose like a killing the animal. Once you kill the animal, that killing the animal itself is one of the negative karma. After the killing the animal, that the negative karma will transform into the one of the force. That force will remain in the our consciousness up till the our consciousness remains. So when we are born again and again because of the, our consciousness, when the person dies, the consciousness never disappears. So the consciousness will keep the taking the rebirth. That consciousness keep after when the consciousness keep on the what the consciousness keep on that will born again and again. So once the consciousness keep the continuation, that consciousness carry all the force of the negative karma and the positive karma. These force will bring the all the negative results. But the very interesting thing is that I saw yesterday one of the science journal. I saw the one article, science article. The interesting thing is that in that science article, what it said, the scientists claim that quantum theory, the quantum physics theory, proves that the consciousness moves to the another universe after the death. So this is something like the Buddhism always saying that the consciousness when moves from the dying from the one place, it will born in another place, or consciousness will keep the continuation. It will not, it cannot be destroyed, it will not disappear. Up till the consciousness cannot disappear, consciousness will carry a lot of the positive and negative karma force. That karma, negative and the positive karma force will remain with the consciousness up till the consciousness remains. So that brings a lot of the results. Yeah, but the thing is that still we have to find it out the one more thing on this field. Okay. So that the force, what we call the force I'm calling it's a force from the scientific terms, you will like a force. But the Buddhism terms we will call the imprint. Yeah, that's very fine. Yeah. So this is the link that you can just check it out, the link, so you can find it out, how the scientists have find it, feels that the consciousness can remain the, continuation. So when the consciousness, positive karma is the imprints, we can call the imprints, or we can scientifically, we can call that a force, like a force, which we're having in our mind. Because the very interesting thing is that when you have to translate the force into the theta pattern, and the imprints what we're using, it's that technically sometimes the meaning comes up quite similar. So with them is totally two different terms of what the force and the imprints. I'm asking you for.
They are different terms, Rinpoche.
I see. Okay, fine. But in the Tibetan terms, where we're using two, sometimes technically, but we're using two terms, sometimes it can come to the one same meaning, sometimes in the different meanings. Okay, fine. So this is something. So that's why the every negative action, one way or the committed. So that's the reason what we are saying is that it cannot be eliminated. Or reason that's why the negative karma, even the negative karma, it will imprint or the bring the force in our consciousness. Up till the consciousness remain, that imprint will remain. When we do the confession, or when you purify it, we will purify all these imprints on the mind, imprints on the consciousness. That imprint or that force cannot bring the negative result. Okay, so that's why the thing is that when we having done some of the positive actions, so the positive actions, still the same thing is that the positive act will bring the imprints on our mind. That imprint will bring the positive results. So what you can call that the positive, so that's why every actions, so that's why every actions have a some of the result it will bring up till it have not destroyed the action. Once we destroy the one and purify that action, then it cannot bring any imprints or any results. Now, the thing is that the thinking about some of the specifics, okay? Specific, as you can see in the liberation palm, so in the Vietnam, so it says that what we have to do is specifically, what we have, the most important thing is what we have to do, so we have to try to abandon the 10 known virtues. So as it is said, when we enter the 10 known virtues, when we enter the 10 known virtues, then we will born in the human realm. We will not born in the lower realm. So 10 known virtues is, as we talked before, this is the some point, as you can see in the liberation path. To born in the human realm, what we have to do, we have to abandon the 10 known virtues. When we abandon the 10 known virtues, then we will born in the human realm. When we fall into doing the more of the non-virtue, 10 non-virtue things, then we will be born in the... Okay. So, we are talking about that, no? Non-virtues, as you can see in the liberation in the palm. So, we practice the 10 non-virtue properly, we will not fall into the lower realm, instead to merely achieve an unexpressional... So, you will see that in the liberation in the palm, no? If you practice the 10 virtues properly, we will not fall into the lower realms and instead to merely achieve an unexceptional ripple as a human being or God. So it says that very clearly that now the most important thing is as a being, you know. So first is of what we have to do. The first step is that we have to better be way of the 10 non-virtues. This is the one of the beginner practices that we have to follow very properly. Yeah, that is the one important point. So now the second thing is that now you will see that in the liberation of the palm. So as it is said that whenever you are committed to any of the negative action, like the positive actions or the whatever the negative actions, so positive action also can be destroyed. When you're doing a lot of the positive action, when you generate a very strong anger, that strong anger will destroy the lots of the positive actions, karma. When you do a lot of the negative action, even when you purify it, when you do the Vajrasattva practice or whatever the other positive karmas, that will destroy the negative karma. So both these can be destroyed. But the one thing is that when you look at the effect of the negative actions, can be destroyed. Can you hear me? Okay. Generally, I just remember the one thing, okay? So when you look at the Buddha's teaching, when Buddha was giving the Heart Sutra, he will just say the 3 or 4 pages, very short thing. So now when he was giving the 8,000 verses of the Sutra, so that 8,000 verses of Sutra, then he got the 100,000 verses of the Sutra. They call the one Sutra called the 100,000 verses of the Sutra. 100,000 verses in the Sutra, Buddha said the one thing again and again, again and again, again and again, just one word, again and again. In that 100,000 sutra. Yeah, that is then called the 100,000 verses sutra. Because the Heart Sutra, when Buddha was giving the Heart Sutra, he was talking to the very intelligent student. So very short way, they can catch it, the every meanings. When he was teaching the 100,000 verses sutra, the students are not very intelligent. So that's why he was saying the same thing again and again and again. So like that, today when you are having the sound break and all the internet line is not very strong, so I have to say the one thing again and again and again. So that's why Buddha, when you were giving the Heart Sutra teaching, because he didn't repeat anything, because all the students are very intelligent. So he just wrote a very short way. So when he was giving the teaching of the 100 verses of the Sutra, the students are not very intelligent, so he had to repeat it again and again. So same thing like that, today I'm just repeating again and again. So I don't want to do the repeating again and again, because you all are the intelligent students. Okay? So that's why I have to repeat again and again. When you are having the sound breaks or all this, so I have to do again and again. So when the student came to the Buddha's place, and so Buddha wants to check his intelligence. So Buddha asked the two questions. Buddha asked the two questions. It's a very simple question. He asked that the question is, in the human's life, what really we needed? What really we required? So second thing, question is, for that needs, what we need? You get my question.
Yes, Ramaji.
In our life, what's really what we needed? Second question is, for obtaining that need, what we need? So that's the question here that the Buddha have raised to that person. So that person gives a very very intelligent answer to the Buddha. So he said that in the life, really what we needed is for the liberation, liberated from the suffering. If you look at the human's life, if you look at any human, the most important thing, what we needed is the liberation from the suffering. Liberation from suffering is that we have to get rid of the suffering. That's all everyone needed in the human soul. Then the Buddha asked the second question to the dead person, and the Buddha asked him the second question, and for that, for to get rid of the suffering, for the liberation from the suffering, what we need. Then he said the faith. So that's why Buddha was so impressed with his answer. That's the answer is he wants, that's the faith. Yeah, really, what we need is faith for, there's a faith for the person who get rid of the suffering. Also, we need a faith on the path which from rid of the suffering. Once we don't have the faith, then we cannot overcome the suffering. Because to overcome the suffering, first we have to depend on the person who should, how to get rid of suffering. We depend on the path which helps us to get rid of. We don't have the faith of the person who are showing this path, then we cannot follow them. So that's why he said that we need a faith. So that's why his second answer is for the faith. So he called the faith. To get rid of the suffering, to get the liberation of suffering, we need a faith. So Buddha was very impressed with his answer. So when Buddha was giving the teaching, he taught us the emptiness. He didn't give the teaching of the emptiness to every of his students. But when he was giving the teaching of the cause and effect, the law of the karma, he gave the teaching to the every of his students. Because this is the foundation of the every Buddhist practices. Because this is the, so that's why you can see that, that's why that this S in the liberation form, it is said that the first beginner, first of the practice, or the beginning practice, main practice, we have to be aware of the whether we are committing the any of the negative 10 karmas. When we that we have committed the any of the negative karma, then we have to do the purification confession, okay? And now you can see that there are the three head, three colleges, no? I think you all got that, that they are, no? At the Lama Tsongkha, say the one word, no? You will not cover much ground until you enter the Ripid. With all the characteristics of the practicing the Supreme Path, train yourself to have the, all this cause for them all. So it's showing the one point that the rebirth of the human, how the importance of the rebirth of the human. When we are born as a human, so we can do a lot of the things in the human spine. So once we are not born in the human, and that's so once we're born in the other realms, like animal realms or like that, so then we cannot do the, any of the good qualities, the good practices or good things. So that's why it shows the importance. So it shows the importance of the Bani Asi rebirth. So to born in the human rebirth, to born as a human, what we have to do? We have to abandon all the negative, 10 negative virtues. 10 negative non-virtues. So that's why for the 10 negative virtues, how it functions. So it talks about that every of the negative, when you do the very strong negative action, that will become the throwing karma. When you do the some of the non-virtues, very minor non-virtues, that will become a eating karma.
Now, when we happen to the 10 non-virtue, and with the very intention to not to benefit the others, with that intention, when we happen to the 10 non-virtue, that will become a very strong positive karma. Now they will talk about the karmas, the three. I think you will say that they are the three headings here. So again, they talk about karma with the three different the divisions in the karma. It's called the ripen qualities, their function, and the cause to achieve them. They are the 3 points, again, you will see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every of the, like a positive karma, so every of the positive karma, so it will have a 3 qualities. Every of the negative karma, it will have the 3 qualities. Again, it will have repentance quality, their functions, and the cause to achieve them. That's why when you are having the every of the repentance quality, so the, suppose like when you were born in the human, so when we are born in the heaven, everyone's needs a very long life and a healthy life and everything. These worlds are what we call the repent qualities. Repent qualities comes from the good karmas. So even if you kill the animals, so the lot of the killing the animal, even if it will bring the one of the repent result, that will begin to shorten the life. Every of the non-virtues, it will bring the one of the repent result. Abandoning the non-virtue, again it will bring the one of the repent result. So repined results and the repined result is what is happening is that the repined result is you can just think like it's a reaction of the every karma or actions. Okay, so they are the repined results. So as I
As I told the last time, that every of the karma, every action brings the reactions. That reaction, every of that reaction, in the Dharma terms, we call the repined result. So repined result, okay? So that's why, and you will see that they are functions. Karma function. So I think that is not very difficult. What are the function? As you can see, that when you are having the long life, then you can do a lot of the good things. That is some of the functions of the refined results. Yeah, so that's why today maybe I'll stop here.
So Rinpoche, they have a question about the tolling karma, Rinpoche.
Okay, so, yeah, what question?
So they asked that after the karma has been ripened, so will that karma disappear?
Yeah, that's right. After the imprints, well, the ripens, and it will bring the all the result, then karma will disappear. Not to disappear, we will call that karma transformation. After the giving the result of the karma, after the karma is ripened and it gives the result, then karma will be transformed.